Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 word of the year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's speculation President Trump may be facing legal troubles.
The man once known as then-President Trump's personal fixer, his personal attorney Michael Cohen, says he believes that the former president will be indicted very soon on campaign finance violations.
They are going after Donald. They're going after Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, a whole slew of individuals.
Released last week from a three-year prison sentence for tax fraud and lying to Congress, crimes which he admits he committed. Cohen also told NBC's Meet the Press that he believes Trump is delaying an announcement about whether he's running in 2024 to purposely keep earning money off his supporters.
That I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. That's only to keep the grift growing.
Cohen also has a new memoir out. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Trump advisors have indicated if he does run in 2024, Mike Pence will not be his running mate. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Just before the 2020 presidential election, a laptop computer with incriminating evidence against the Biden family was blocked by mainstream media and social media. Journalist Joe Concha from The Hill publication was on Fox News Monday morning, pointing out the hypocrisy that journalists pick and choose news stories based on party affiliation. New evidence shows President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, received a $30 million diamond from a company with ties to China's military.
When Googling the words Hunter Biden diamond right before coming on the air, I'm seeing almost 0.0 coverage of this. And this is likely due to the new golden rule of journalism. Thou shalt not broach, let alone cover, Hunter Biden in any capacity, unless it's to promote his art or to attack so-called right-wing media in making somehow him the victim. Look, Hunter sits on the third rail of journalism. He is untouchable. Despite time after time after time, he should be at the the top of the list in terms of scrutiny, because here's why it matters, right? If he's compromised by a foreign adversary, it's a little early in the morning, like China, that does matter. And it compromises the president in Joe Biden by extension. And it raises a fair question. Why won't the current president press Chinese President Xi on the origins of COVID? There are nearly 800,000 Americans dead. More deaths this year than last year, despite having multiple vaccines and therapeutics. It should be at the top of Joe Biden's list in terms of things to discuss with the Chinese.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hours, we get on the other side of Thanksgiving. We head into the first week of Advent, which is a week of hope, things to be hopeful for. And so much, again, I think as you realize, as you made out your list and to be, you know, all the things you were thankful for, you probably, wow, I didn't realize there were so many things. But all it takes is a little bit of time, and you appreciate it. And then you kind of feel bad going, God, I should have been a little bit more attentive to those things that I should be grateful for, right? And not just on Thanksgiving, and we'll continue it through this whole season. But thank you for joining in. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, by the way, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about the details that have been emerging from the Waukesha parade tragedy, as showing the devastating narrative of the anti-Trump, anti-police movement. And the question is, California repenting from its progressive ways and shifting back to refunding the police? Well, the CEO and founder of Invest USA, a national grassroots nonprofit organization, which has been helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces, is here with us now. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Michael Letts.
Good morning, Bill. It's always great to be on your show. It's a beautiful day today, and a lot to be thankful for after Thanksgiving. So,
yeah, without a doubt. We just need to continue that spirit through the holiday, right? I mean, these 4 weeks of Advent that leads up to Christmas Day itself, it's just a wonderful time of year with the music, and regardless of, an anti-sentiment for a small minority of people, that's okay. I mean, as for me and my household, we're going to choose joy. We love the joy of the season. How about you?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, I love what you said, Bill. It's time we as Americans realize that we are not going to allow a small minority to destroy us and this country. Enough's enough. Yeah. We can control that, and we're going to do that.
Well, exactly. And we need to all be encouragers, because clearly we're being let down on so many fronts. I mean, some people, I talk to Michael, they go, oh, those doggone Republicans, they're not doing this, or the Democrats aren't doing this. Well, they're doing what we've told them to do, what we haven't told them to do, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And so this is a time for us to activate our citizenship to make sure that they are being encouraged, that when they do the right thing, that we note it and applaud them for doing that, make a phone call. And when they need some encouragement to stay on course for the right thing, then you make another 5-minute phone call to remind them that you're still watching and you're still listening and praying for them that they will do the right thing on behalf of the American people.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Bill. We're going to activate that. I know this is a great opportunity for for us to be able to do that by shouldering up with our first responders and letting them know first and foremost that we're behind them.
Yeah. Well, you know, this show is all about truth, Michael, as you know. I'll throw myself on the landmine, you know, of lies in order to make sure the truth gets out no matter where it leads. It's that important. I mean, the American people have been deceived for so long, and too many are being conditioned. But also, by the same token, I think many are realizing who the liars are. And how the legacy media has abandoned their position of objectivity and reason, and they have turned into propagandists as opposed to reporters and people that we need in operation, you know, for our First Amendment right. We need a fair and effective press, and sadly, we do not have that right now.
No, we don't have that, Bill. That's one of the key things we as Americans need to concentrate on, just like shows yourself. We need to make sure that we're getting the facts. You know, we're talking about the situation with the Christmas parade. I mean, the facts of the matter is all the rhetoric, the anti-Trump hate, the kill the pigs, kill the cops rhetoric has brought us to this position to where the criminal element feels like law enforcement is not respected. And, of course, the politicians on the left side are helping do everything to further that sentiment. And it's natural that you begin to get that play out the way it has played out. But we got to call it like it is. And people need to understand that there are consequences to words. There are consequences to actions. And we're reaping them now. And it's not something we want to be reaping.
Yeah, look at the cost of this bail reform that is led by the Democrats, not led by the Republican, led by the Democrats, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, our vice president, two very important leaders in our country, and they are leading the charge for bail reform. And look at this tragedy that occurred at this, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday event. Sadly, you know, the people that have died unnecessarily. But again, this is what happens when we let our guard down and think that, you know, our laws do not have to be enforced. And at every level, whether it's our laws in the streets of America or the laws at our border.
You're exactly right. I was thinking earlier about what you said about the media. Notice the comparison, the contrast. Rittenhouse, white supremacists trying to just kill hundreds of people on the street, trying to, you know, create racial divide. This particular issue on the Christmas parade is, oh, he was fleeing or he had a upset day or the car did it, the vehicle did it. It wasn't a downplayed. And it's just, it's sickening what they're trying to do. And we always get it backwards. They always get it wrong. At a time, we, the American people, say we're not going to tolerate that anymore. And I believe we are seeing that more and more every day. The American citizens are waking. They're getting behind their first responders. They're getting behind reform. And that's where we need to be. We've got to shut it down for America's sake.
We have to. There has to be a rebirth of common sense, Michael. And this is what the American people are seeing is that, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. I mean, you sit there, you put out a narrative that, you know, there were black people that were shot there, you know, when with Kyle Rittenhouse, for example, in Kenosha. And they've lied three ways to Sunday about it. And then, you know, all of a sudden the truth comes out. We go through and we were able, thank God, to see what happened with the trial in both cases, with Aubrey, with the Aubrey trial and also with Kyle Rittenhouse. And you can see this. And I think that there's lots of things to celebrate here. We're not claiming perfection, but I'll tell you, I don't get a comforting alternative from the left and progressives that have a better way of handing out justice. Do you?
No, I don't. And I've lived in different parts across the world. And I will tell you this, there is no better system than we have in America. And as you said, it was demonstrated the effectiveness of it when it's allowed to do its job outside of a narrative or political ideology. The jurors in both cases looked at the facts, and the facts led them to a unanimous verdict on each side, and that's the way it was supposed to be. Quite frankly, I agree with the jurors in both cases. I think the facts and the evidence were there for both the verdicts that were issued, and it showed no racism, no partiality, when it's done specifically without a political agenda. But that's something that the Democrats have not been able to accept, and quite frankly, I'm tired of giving them the second benefit of the doubt, and it's time that we start recalling people if we have to in getting them out of office.
Well, and to me, see, this ought to be a slap in the face of those that are, you know, fueling up this, you know, this court of public opinion. You know, in social justice, it's like, wait a minute, you haven't even gone through due process, you don't know all the facts, and here's all the lies that you had to say before it all started, then everything comes out, and then, you know, who's the liar now? Who's wrong now? And they're just allowed to escape accountability and live another day until, you know, the next crisis comes up, and they're given another platform once again, Michael Letts, and this stuff has got to stop, I agree. We've got a quick break, and we've got more from Mike. After this, stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
With with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Michael Letts continues with us, CEO and founder of InvestUSA, a national grassroots nonprofit organization helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces through educational, public relations, sponsorship, and fundraising programs. Michael, while I got you on here, let's talk a little bit about InvestUSA, how this came about.
Well, it started 30 years ago. And we have been raising funds to provide active shooter vests and bulletproof vests for officers all across the country. When we started, we had 52% of officers who had no vests at all. We got that figure down to 28%, and then our criminal element got a little smarter, decided instead of using sidearms, which is what a concealable vest will protect, they started using rifles and assault weapons. So we had to develop new technologies called an active shooter vest that will protect against anything. It's titanium-based plates in it. Well, we have 92% of officers across the country because it's relatively new technology that do not have active shooter vests. And quite frankly, we've never had so many officers killed in our history. So we've got to do better. We've got to make sure they're properly equipped so they can come home safely to their families.
Now, I mean, you think that the communities themselves, I mean, this would be part of their budget to make sure that they have vests of this nature. Fact that this need is so obvious, I mean, you know, this is amazing, and thank God that you stepped up.
Well, I think there's an underlying criteria here, and that is about 20 years ago, the leftists, the Democrats, socialists, have decided to try to destroy what's left of the freedoms we enjoy in this country, and their impediments were law enforcement, one of them, the military being the other. And so they have attempted for the last 15, 20 years to defund the police, not fund proper equipment, put undue restrictions and mandates, vaccine mandates, anything they can do. In fact, what you're seeing now, creating cases and juries with riots, alluding to make law enforcement feel like their work is valueless, that they get somebody to take them off the street and they're right back on in a few minutes. And so all that is a concerted effort to destroy law enforcement. Why is it so important that they destroy us? Because of the fact that the sheriff is the highest elected official, law enforcement official in any particular area, any particular county. If they can't control the police force and they can't seize all the arms that we have off our Second Amendment rights, kind of hard to control a country when people are armed. Mm-hmm. So it's very vital to them to make this accomplished. They're doing their best. They've made progress, but we're standing firm, and I think the tide is turning the other way.
Exactly. Well, the reality is look at these cities that have been devastated with this woke culture and these ideas. You know, it's cost billions of dollars, businesses that will not go back into these communities. I mean, what do they have to look forward to? I mean, in some cases, I mean, there's parts of Baltimore have been 20 years in the refurbishing. I mean, this is a long haul, and this is what the left has brought to our country. I mean, they've pulverized the middle class, everyday Americans. And, you know, it's about time that everyday Americans, the forgotten men and women, stand up in mass shoulder to shoulder and back to back and say enough of this idiocy.
It is. And we're going to have to do, we're having to do it immediately. You see what's going on, not just in California, but on the West Coast and Minnesota and others where gangs, self-thugs is what I call them, are going to shopping establishments and just broad daylight. Walking in, looting, and doing it basically with impunity, unchallenged. Yes. Law enforcement gets there afterwards. They can't even seem to get an arrest that day. We have sent such a mixed signal to the community at large that crime does pay now, that we're going to have to take drastic steps to restore law and order. But I do believe it's the right direction, and I believe it's the steps the American public want us to take because they want to be secure. They want to be protected. You want to be able to walk the streets in the afternoon on a family walk. You don't want to have to live in fear.
Exactly.
Entire life.
Michael, can I ask something that some people might perceive as irreverent, because the media is not bringing this out, is that we're seeing these smash and grabbers that are coming in and devastating, I mean, you know, whether it's San Francisco and New York and these high-end retail operations. In California, we knew they would get away with it because of the law that they instituted said that, you know, if you steal anything under $1,000, that's kind of okay. It's a misdemeanor, you know, a basic little slap on the hand. There's no, you know, there's nothing in there that says you must pay the retailer back. You just basically get away with it. But, you know, what I'm seeing from the video here, and it's curious,
that nobody in the media is saying this. Now, and it might be perceived as irreverent, so forgive me, but I'm just asking the question that, you know, my audience is asking, is going, we're seeing a lot of people of color here that are involved in this. I mean, I hate to put it out that way, but it's like, so what's up with this?
Well, I mean, you need to put it out the way we follow the facts. And what you just said is the facts. You can't argue that. We can trace it. And here's how you trace the facts, because this movement, and again, it is a legitimate movement that has been trying to destroy law enforcement in America for the last 20 years, have figured one of their key elements is to create racial divide. And they have convinced Black America that they have been victims of racial profiling, which is not been true. Their Black officers don't even agree with this.
Yes.
And that because of that, they need to, as a society in a whole, as a colored society, need to gain reparations. And their reparations are just walk in and take something. You don't have to pay for it. You're above the law. Well, I'm sorry, that does not work in any country, not just in this one. It doesn't work anywhere. And we're not going to stand for it. Every American, white or black, has the same basic civil rights and freedoms. But you cannot abuse those for any particular reason, regardless of the fact. You know, just because I don't like you doesn't mean I get the right to shoot you.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just there are laws that we all abide by, and we as Americans have got to insist that that be followed. Now it's getting out of hand. You saw what happened in California. These looters not only stole, but there was a security guard who was a former law enforcement officer, 20 years on the force, who was shot and killed trying to defend not the merchandise, but trying to protect the customers. That is just absolutely overwhelming that that would have happened. We need to immediately arrest those people, try them, and quite frankly, I believe in the death penalty. I believe they need to be executed.
Well,
we have no place in society for a mindset like that.
This kills a society, this kind of lawlessness. I mean, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, look what's going on, even in the aftermath, Michael, of the Summer of Love in Portland and Washington and that. They're still not healed. I mean, it's just basically, it's kind of like, okay, it's a phase they went through. You know, they're maybe on the other side of it, but you have this sense that, hey, it could come back soon.
And quite frankly, I don't know that we're on the other side of it. I think you're seeing a lull right now, preparing for a second gearing up. And I believe that they saw how far they could get the first time around, which was scary how far they got. And I think this time they'll pull out all the stops. And that's why we as Americans have a small window of opportunity to stand now, to shore up our thin blue line and to say enough's enough. And how do we do that? First of all, we make sure that we recall and do not support liberal mindsets, liberal ideology, prosecutors that are trying to make the law less applicable and less punishable. Second thing we do is we need to get behind our first responders, because our first responders know the government doesn't support them. That's a given.
Right.
And they need to know the American people do, and then we provide them the equipment that they need to do their job. And then thirdly, the foremost, we as Americans need to value our Second Amendment rights. Make sure you're armed. Make sure you know how to use it. We do those three. We're going to send the message that this country desperately is crying for and needs. We're going to restore law and order.
And Michael, I'm glad you said that in terms of, you know, being trained and know how to use a gun if you so choose to get your concealed carry, that you do it responsibly. And I would say that this is something that I find to be the predominant attribute of people who have concealed carry. They are responsible. I mean, this is why they were so shocked when that prosecutor during the Rittenhouse testimony held up the AR, pointing it at the jury and had his finger on the trigger. I mean, it's like we need to send that prosecutor to a little training course and understand how to properly. Right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is just disgusting, but this is the stuff that, see, this is the way they think. And that's what was clearly on display there, is that they think that responsible gun owners act like that. And that is the furthest thing from the truth, to say the least. Michael Letts has been with us. He is the CEO and founder of Invest USA. Michael, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Always a privilege and an honor. And God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 word of the year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, and especially this holiday weekend. Trust everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know our next guest did. He's still chomping on cold turkey sandwiches, and I'm right with him. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Dr. George Barna joins us now. George, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, but I want to correct that misperception that I'm doing cold turkey. I mean, that has other kind of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's refresh.
Well, hey, okay. Well, I will share with you honestly and very vulnerably that I'm into cold turkey. This is my favorite part of post-Thanksgiving are the cold turkey sandwiches and football games and, you know, time with the family just sitting around and, you know, little chips, little turkey sandwich. It's all good, you know.
All right. Well, that works for me. I was afraid you were going to go wild turkey on me there for a minute.
Well, I guess we can if we want to get really out there. But, hey, no need to, you know, go down those dangerous roads. Hey, I want to talk to you about the latest survey that you're bringing to our attention. And that is that the majority of millennials are struggling with profound doubts regarding the purpose and value of human life. What's all this about?
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, though, you know, when you think about all that we've been talking about the last few months regarding worldview and knowing that only 4% of millennials have a biblical worldview, 2% among the latter half of that generation.
Mm.
Kind of makes sense that 75% say that they're still trying to figure out what their purpose in life is, if they have a purpose in life. And, you know, so that makes sense, but it's a scary thought. Realizing that 3 out of every 4 people you know, 18 to 36, 37 years old, are still trying to figure out, is it worth getting out of bed in the morning? And if so, why? So, you know, it relates to things like the highest suicide rate that we've ever seen with the generation comes along with this generation. Well, sure, why not? If you can't figure out why you're alive and you don't believe that human life has any intrinsic value, 4 out of 5 of them question that. Yeah, it all starts to pull together.
Well, again, this is the thing. If you lose your sense of identity, isn't that foundational? And this is one of the things that we're missing, and I find to be a contagion. If anything is a pandemic in our country right now, it's the lack of identity. I mean, because of all the options that are out there, people are confused as to what is the most important point that they could hold on to. And I think we underestimate the importance of identity, don't we?
Well, of course. And we can see that with this particular generation, where the study found that 3 out of every 10 of them, 30%, say that they relate to the LGBTQ community. Now, they're not saying that they necessarily live a gay lifestyle or bisexual lifestyle or whatever, but they are saying, you know what, I'm trying to figure out who I am, and I'm willing to try anything. That's something else that we found out from the generation. They say that they're willing to try anything at least once. And that, I think, reflects the fact that we really don't know who we are, why we were made, who made us, and where we're going with all of this. So they're just randomly casting about, trying to find something that is real, something that's secure, something that will serve as an anchor for them. And I'm not saying this to criticize them. I understand that they're in a lot of pain because of this. And God has tried to alleviate that pain by saying, let me make some things very clear for you. I made you. I made you with a purpose. And that purpose is that you would know me and love me and serve me. And that will give you that sense of fulfillment that you're searching for in life, that sense of identity, that sense of direction. All the things that you're casting about for right now, I have an easy solution. Recognize that we can be one together. I made you for my purposes. I love you. I'm willing to accept you. And that will put you on the right path.
Exactly. And this group that you mentioned, the 75% are trying to find their way. And as you say, willing to try anything at least once. No big surprise here. I mean, this is the trail that humanity travels on. And for different percentages over, you know, thousands of years, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and there's anecdotal and empirical evidence as to what happens, what is the consequence. Even though God warns us what the consequence is, it's almost like we just have to challenge the law of gravity. And you say, well, I'm not really sure God really meant the law of gravity was in place, so I'm going to challenge it, and I'm going to fall off the roof and see. And then when they hit the ground and they're bruised and broken up, they realize, well, hey, you know, that law of gravity thing really is in play here. And it's almost like the young people are trying to defy gravity at a risky consequence, are they not?
Yeah, and, you know, Bill, I mean, you think about every generation. Our generation in some ways was no different.
Exactly.
In that we're not willing to take advice from those who came before us. And consequently, we have to explore and experiment with everything on our own. It's a long process. It's a hurtful process. It's a personally costly process. That's what we see going on here. But what the added obstacle for millennials seems to be that as they're looking at the different ways to experiment and different things to evaluate, scriptures typically are not part of that process. And so when you alleviate that portion of the formula that contains the solution, you're consigned to having an even longer period of experimentation, an even costlier period of experimentation. And so we see them going through a lot of things that we're thinking, well, what are you thinking? This makes no sense. You know, it's an easy solution. If you open your eyes fully and don't participate in this cancel culture mentality of, well, I'm not even even going to consider what those people say, what those people do, well, then you're really digging a deeper hole for yourself.
Well, it comes down to an issue of responsibility, doesn't it, George? I mean, to short-circuit this whole process, it's like at the end of the day, hey, it's your life, it's your responsibility. What you make of it, what you fail to make of it, you'll only have yourself to blame, will you not?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though, with this group, what we see is that to some extent, not as full an extent as necessary, but to some limited extent right now, they're a group that are willing to take responsibility. And so what they're doing is they're exploring this idea of purpose in various ways. You know, they're looking at accomplishments. They're thinking, okay, if I take responsibility for what I can produce, what I think is meaningful in that way, maybe that'll work. Now, those who have gone down that trail so far are finding, okay, that doesn't work. Some of them are willing to take responsibility for developing relationships. That's a whole different discussion that maybe we'll have a week or two from now. But, you know, I mean, that's not working out for them. And then we also see that the biggest neon flashing sign for this group is activism. They think, well, maybe I'm going to find my sense of purpose and meaning in life through political and social activism. And so they have higher levels of that kind of political and civic engagement than we've seen with prior generations, even more so than boomers. And so, you know, they're looking there, they're looking toward volunteerism, they're looking toward all kinds of things where they're active, they're doing something, thinking that's what's going to bring it about. Not realizing God says, you're not going to be able to work your way into purpose. I'm going to assign you that purpose.
Exactly. Well, and that's the lie. And that... you know, that the evil forces want us to believe in anything but God, because they want to prove that God's a liar. And the only way that they can bring that into question is that if I pull you away from the source of true power and truth, right?
And, you know, as we study worldviews that people are drawn to, this particular generation, less likely than all the other generations, to be drawn to biblical theism, you know, a biblical worldview, more likely to be drawn to things like postmodernism, Marxism, nihilism, all of which say life is meaningless, life is directionless, it's pretty random, you got to take care of yourself, protect yourself, you're all you've got. And so when you go into it with that mentality, there's like an extra brick wall that you've got to beat your head against just to get to the fact that, gosh, none of this is working. There must be something behind the wall.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. George Barna continues with us. Always good to have the professor in the house. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. This is a tough period of time with these millennials and what they're dealing with. And George, as part of it is, you know, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have as many options as these kids today have. Is that part of the problem? They have too many choices?
That is part of the problem, along with the fact that one of their guiding lights in their worldview that as a generation they've adopted is the choice is everything. That's really critically important because that's going to enable me to determine where I go, how I get there, and who I'm going to be when I get there. And so they're not willing to let anybody or anything make choices for them. That's a major problem. But, you know, when you talk about choices, that also brings up the issue of technology, because you've got a world now where all these alternative competing worldviews and some of their applications are being thrown at this generation. All of us, really, but that's a generation that lives through technology. And so that makes it even more difficult to escape that mentality, even for a few minutes, to think through the possibility that maybe it's not about everything that's so tangible in this life. Maybe it's not about what my colleagues in my generational cohort are thinking. Maybe there was wisdom from before. It's not necessarily pouring through, you know, the internet and social media and video games and the movies I watch, the music I listen to. Maybe there are sources of wisdom beyond that that I'm not even exposed to through my technology. That makes it yet another obstacle that they have to overcome. And most of them are not thinking about that. Most of them just blanketly accept that if I need truth, I'm going to find it through my technological options.
Right. Well, what about this anecdotal evidence of kids? Because we're not talking 100% of these millennials. There are some that have heeded the caution of God when he said to Cain, if you do well, will it not go right for you? Certainly not a huge percentage, a small percentage, but nonetheless,
the evidence of the, you might say, the success, the peace of mind that these kids are experiencing, that stands in the face, and it's quite a contrast to these kids that are running around in the midst of chaos and confusion, are they not?
Yeah, it's true, and that raises an interesting point, Bill, which is how can we reach a generation like this if they've already decided that older people have no value to offer to them? What they do is they tend to look at people in their own age cohort.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's important that that 4% who have a biblical worldview would be thinking about themselves as missionaries to their generation. But recognizing that the way that they're going to reach their generation is not coming up in sackcloth and ashes and beating their friends over the head with the Bible. It's going to be by them building those relationships where there is trust, and so they have the opportunity to talk with them in a relaxed way by sharing stories. Their story by the worldview that their generation has already embraced. The story of these biblical young Christians, millennial Christians, is something that the non-Christian millennials can't deny by their own worldview thinking. So they're going to have to listen to it. And while they may not accept it, it starts to plant those seeds that may cause the non-believer millennial to be thinking, huh, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way. I wonder if there's something to that. And then when they look at the Christian millennial actually modeling that kind of a lifestyle, that grows the trust deeper. That gives greater credibility to the story that the non-Christian millennial isn't ready right off the bat to accept. But again, it builds the depth of, you know, I can't deny that. That's his or her experience. But boy, it seems to ring true. It looks like it's real. I wonder if I should give that more thought.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, sometimes what happens with the lifestyle evangelism that you remember Joseph Aldrich had written about so many years ago, but it's so valid, is that it speaks for itself, doesn't it? I mean, it's not like you have to get into an argument about it. It's just, hey, look, at you've got more peace. You really are different, especially when you think about 96% of the kids out there without a biblical worldview that are trying to live life according to their own wits and their ideas. Forget about any other input, you know, much less from the Word of God. And by contrast, you have these kids that hold to a biblical worldview. They're heeding God's advice, as I said, you know, that he shared with Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? You've got to imagine, though their lives aren't necessarily perfect, I mean, God didn't say you'd have a perfect life. I mean, we're going to have some speed bumps along the way. But even in the midst of the speed bumps, you know, peace is going to abound by comparison, and you've got to imagine, you know, their happiness within their families, their job experience, just in terms of who they identify with and who do they draw their identity from. I mean, this just has to be such a glaring contrast that, you know, and probably some of that, George, you can't even explain other than just say, but for God.
Absolutely true. And, you know, again, as we look at the human condition and how we move forward in life, how we mature into, hopefully, the person that God made us to be. We've got to recognize that, unfortunately, in America at least, people typically change when they're in enough pain. And what that means is that we've been fighting God long enough that we just get bloodied in the process, not because that's what God wants, but that's because that's what we chose. And so when people get to that point of, let's call it maximum pain or sufficient pain, that they're willing to consider options that weren't even on the table before, that's why it becomes so important for us as believers to maintain the relationships with these folks, to continue to work with them, to continue to pray for them and about them, to continue to be available to them. Because there is likely to come a point at which a person, because of their level of pain, might consider God as a viable option. And it's at that point then that again, we don't have to criticize and say, well, it took you long enough, or, gee, I told you the Bible was the way, you know, Jesus right. is your only hope. What's your problem? Mm-hmm. What an idiot. No, it's like then we can love them into the kingdom by showing mm-hmm. them what God has done with us. And,
exactly.
And so, you know, keeping in mind the fact that people learn best and they retain the lesson the longest when they see something. So mm-hmm. we can talk to them all day long. It's not going to be as effective in the long term as when they see what we're talking about. So the more that we can, you know, be prepared to give the reason for the hope that lies within us, but to also show them what that hope looks like, the better off our friends are going to be.
George, this is quite encouraging, especially for parents who are dealing with millennials that are so conflicted. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can. You know, they're reading the old psychology books of tough love and everything else and advice from people who are seemingly well-meaning. It's almost like you're dealing with the, you know, the consult group of Job who think they know better than God, right?
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, we had done a big study with parents of young people who grew up during what would be the millennial years to be dynamic Christians. And we studied those families. We talked with both the young adults and their parents to try to figure out, how'd you all get here? Because it's unusual. Is there something that you did? And the thing that popped out of that study that emerged from that research was both groups said the most important thing that my parents did as they tried to guide me onto the right path was they were consistent. So what
yes.
they said and what they did was the same thing over and over and over again. I heard it, I saw it, I felt it. Eventually, I believed it, but it took a long time. It took a lot of experimentation on my part as a young person before I came to recognize, you know what, the reason my parents keep doing these things, keep believing these things, keep practicing these things, is because it's real and it's right. And so that consistency is something else that we've got to keep in our minds as a critical part of this process.
George, I got to imagine there was a level of transparency there with the parents and the kids, you know, where the parents were probably, you know, painfully honest in admitting their shortfallings and shortcomings, that, you know, they weren't trying to be greater than thou, that truly, and this is what's so unique and people can draw from, and that is love of parents. A parent's love toward their child is inexpressible, and it is long-lasting, and it does, in many ways, reflect the father's heart, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, as you say, these parents, I mean, we had some of them break down and cry during interviews, you know, as they thought through this. I get that. Yeah. You know, and so one of the lessons that came out of it was they were saying, you know what, I've learned that my role here as the parent to my child.
Dr. George Barna, you're awesome. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Where can our audience go to read the full study? This is power-packed. It's wonderfully done, and I cannot thank you enough for it.
Well, thanks, Bill. Yeah, culturalresearchcenter.com. People will find the full report called Millennials in America, and then we're breaking it down into pieces, sub-reports. A couple of those are going to be available. CulturalResearchCenter.com would be a great place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other